with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government has disclosed that the review process of Zambia's local travel and government transport policy is currently underway. Speaking at the 5th Senior Public Service Management Meeting of 2025, Acting Secretary to the Cabinet, Dr. Oliver Kalabo, represented by Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Dr. Siyazongo Siyakalenge, said the review aims to establish a comprehensive framework to curb abuse and promote efficiency in the use of government resources. Dr. Siyakalenge has stated that today's meeting provides an opportunity to review highlights from cabinet meetings held this month and to share updates on key matters of national interest. He has further stated that critical updates to be discussed include the formalization of small-scale gold mining and the 2025 power rationing outlook.
The process to review our local travel and the government transport policy is underway. We expect that this review will result in a framework that will eliminate abuse. Our agenda today will afford us an opportunity to receive highlights from cabinet meetings held in August and updates on the matters of national significance. We will receive critical updates on the formalization of the small-scale gold mining and how to make power available to all compounds and households.
The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has called on the Zambia Environmental Management Agency and the Ministry of Mines to ensure full transparency and accountability following the recent dam collapse at Sino Metals Limited. APAC Executive Director Solomon Goma has condemned the lack of public disclosure regarding environmental impact assessments and the failure to alert communities to the risks posed by the dam. Ms. Ngoma has described the situation as a betrayal of public trust and urged authorities to launch an immediate investigation into the incident. He has further called on government to provide adequate compensation and support to communities impacted by the dam failure and to temporarily suspend Sino Metals operations until the investigation is complete and corrective measures are implemented.
The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center is calling on the Zambia Environmental Management Agency and the Ministry of Mines to prioritize transparency and accountability in the wake of Sino Metals dam collapse. It is unacceptable that that impact assessment reports were not made public and affected communities were not alerted about the potential risk. IPAC demands that DREMA and the Ministry of Mines take immediate action to investigate the cause of the dam collapse and ensure that those responsible are held accountable.
Shibuyunji District Commissioner Alfred Shaputu has called for increased investment in local feed systems, describing them as a cornerstone of community resilience in the face of growing environmental and economic challenges. Speaking at the Seed and Food Fair held in Shibuyunji, organized by the Community Technology Development Trust under the theme Local Seeds, Local Solutions, Mr. Shaputu has emphasized the vital role that indigenous seed varieties play in promoting food security, particularly under adverse climatic conditions. He has noted that local seeds contribute to diverse and nutritious diets, which are essential for the health and well-being of communities.
At a time when our communities are facing the challenges of climate change, high food prices, and loss of biodiversity, we are reminded that the solutions to many of these challenges lie within our own hands. Local seeds are more than planting material. They are the foundation of our food security, our nutrition, and our cultural identity. They carry with them generations of knowledge and adaptation to our soils, our climate, and our ways of life.
Meanwhile, CTDT Executive Director Charles Nkoma has noted that while many local farmers have embraced indigenous seed varieties, limited market access remains the primary challenge hindering the growth of local seed systems.
One of the consequences of these programs is that the issue of marketing is now becoming prominent. If some of these plants increase in production, farmers may face difficulties how to market them. If there is no market, then we will lose all the progress that has been achieved because the farmers will stop producing what they are producing now.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to regional development and economic diplomacy by validating the Southern African Development Community Resource Mobilization Strategy Plan. Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Director of Development Corporation and International Organizations, Luvasi Mungandi, has emphasized that the strategy developed in December 2024 aligns with Zambia's broader foreign policy pillar of economic diplomacy. He has stated that the ministry will leverage regional economic partnerships to accelerate industrialization, expand Zambia's export base, and attract strategic foreign investment.
Zambia would like to give a special thanks to the Southern African Institute for Policy and Research for making this validation workshop possible. We also extend our gratitude to the German government, SADC Secretariat, and GIZ for the support offered in developing the capacity development strategy and resource mobilization strategy. The strategy seeks to mobilize resources for the comprehensive implementation of strategic regional integration programs at national level in Zambia through the establishment of efficient and effective operational systems.
Meanwhile, Southern African Institute for Policy and Research Executive Director Manenga Ndulo has reaffirmed the Institute's commitment to promoting evidence-based policy and development strategies.
This process has been possible through the close collaboration between CIPA and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation with financial support from the Ford Foundation under the Zambia Democratic Governance Project. This partnership reflects our shared commitment to stronger governance, regional integration, and sustainable development. We are particularly grateful to the technical experts from the line ministries present here. Your presence here reflects your commitment to strengthening Zambia's engagement.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Z Mobile says it has recorded a major milestone by surpassing its first year's customer target, reaching 1 million subscribers against an initial goal of just 600,000. Z Mobile Commercial Chief Operating Officer Suri Ramasari has described the achievement as a significant breakthrough for a new entrant in a highly competitive market. She has acknowledged the challenges of competing against well-established and dominant players in the telecommunications sector, noting that penetrating the market and building a large customer base was no easy feat. Ms. Ramasari explains that Z Mobile's rapid growth signals growing consumer confidence in the brand, also crediting the company's innovative approach and customer-focused services as key factors behind the impressive growth.
Being a new entrant and the fourth entrant in the market against dominant players, it's not easy to reach a large audience of customers. So our target was 600,000 customers in year one, and we've achieved 1 million customers. Even getting to 600,000 customers in your first year is a massive ask, considering other mobile operators when they launch. It took them a year to even get 200,000 customers. We're very proud of that number, and it hasn't been easy in order to make sure that we delivered the right service from our customer care.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
A U.S. appeals court has ruled that most tariffs issued by U.S. President Donald Trump are illegal, setting up a potential legal showdown that could upend his foreign policy agenda. The ruling affects Trump's reciprocal tariffs imposed on most countries around the world, as well as other tariffs slapped on China, Mexico,